This is The Matter at Hand, a wide range of discussion of contemporary issues and topics. Here's your host for today's program, Larry Weidman.
Welcome to this edition of The Matter at Hand on WGRC. And today we're going to talk a bit of history. In fact, we're going to go back 40 years. My guest this morning is Jenny Dent Brin, educator, counselor. She's a solo speaker and also president of Laity Alive and Serving, an organization that her father started and founded in 1985. Her father is Harry Dent. And if you know any of the history in Washington back 40 years ago or so, perhaps you know the name of Harry Dent. His daughter is with us today. She is the author of the book, Finding True Freedom from the White House to the World. Jenny, so good to have you on this edition of The Matter at Hand.
Well, thanks, Larry. It's great to be with you from good old South Carolina.
Indeed. And, of course, my wife and I spent a few years back in the 1970s in South Carolina at Columbia Bible College, now known as Columbia International University, and graduated from the University of South Carolina. So I'm happy to hear that they are back into the Baseball World Series.
Oh, yes, and my husband and son were there, and I was waiting outside the gate to pick them up as it went into the 12th inning on that when they won that regional game.
Excellent.
I was sitting outside for like an hour just waiting for them to pick them up from that baseball game. So, and they were playing Clemson, and my husband works for Clemson, and we do root for Clemson, Larry, but not when they play our alma mater, Carolina.
There you go. All right, with that basis, it was in the 1970s that I got to know your father, and of course, it was at that time that he came to faith in Jesus Christ. So, let's go back a little bit earlier and talk about 40 years ago, because that is what we know as Watergate. I can't believe I'm that old.
Me neither.
Well,
but we're 40 years older for sure.
Absolutely. But the summer of 1972 and then, of course, 1973 and 74, it was a tumultuous time in the nation.
It was, and it was a very tumultuous time for everyone who worked for the president. So it was, you know, people think that they were watching, that it was tough. Try being one of the people actively involved. And as some people have told me, you know, it was like entertainment on the nightly news to see what was coming up next. And my family and the people around me did not see it as entertainment. It was scary, downright scary.
I can imagine. Of course, the players, let's just mention a few of the players, of course. Your dad, it's a very interesting story because he got out of town before things really got nasty. But who would be some of the other major players? Of course, President Nixon at the time, but list some of the other players.
Well, you've got the Attorney General, John Mitchell. You've got Chuck Colson. You've got John Ehrlichman. You've got Hank Haldeman. They had something like, I can't remember how many indictments, but there were just tens of, you know, 20-something men who actually went to prison in Watergate, all people who surrounded the president, including his attorney general and his top aides.
And, of course, you have some of those who were involved in the Watergate break-in themselves. I'm thinking G. Gordon Liddy is one of those.
And yes.
Yeah, you know, he does a talk show now and has been doing it for years.
Yes, he has. He's become very popular. Kind of his name, you know, your name can become a name that's known for good reasons or for not so good reasons. Either way is publicity. So,
and that's part of the lessons from Watergate.
Yes, it is. You know, people know you by your character. And unfortunately, President Nixon did so many good things for this country. And I'm afraid that all the good things he did will never, that's not what people are going to remember. They're going to remember that he went down in Watergate and that he covered up and it was his administration.
Some of the, of course, news reporting at the time, and of course now history has recorded it, in your reading of history, and I don't know if anybody's ever asked you, did they get the facts straight 40 years later?
I don't know that everybody knows the exact facts of what the president knew and when. Was he part of the actual planning of Watergate, or was it something that happened in his administration, and then when he found out about it to protect his administration, he covered up? So I don't think people, some people, you know, people conjecture just like they do about John F. Kennedy and some of the things in his administration, but I'm not sure people are going to ever know for sure exactly what the president himself knew. But it did happen in his administration, and he did cover up. That is for sure.
And when you have people in, whether it's the White House, the administration, whichever one, when something goes awry, the temptation, well, the plans that they hatch up are to maintain a power a lot of times. And then the cover-up goes even further in helping to protect all the individuals, whether, you know, in this case, President Nixon knew about it as well at the very beginning.
Right. And, you know, it was the cover-up was the reason these men were sent to prison. It was the obstruction of justice and the cover-up. And so, really and truthfully, my dad gave President Nixon, he always gave him sound advice. My dad was known as a truthful advisor. He would tell you the truth whether you wanted to hear it or not. And after that second landslide re-election, my father was asked to go with the president to Camp David to be part of his new administration for the second term. And when the president offered my father a place in his administration, he kindly turned him down and said, "My family comes first. I've got to put my family back together. All of this political things that I've been going through for the past, you know, 6 to 10 years has put my family second, and I've got to go back and put them first. So I will not be returning to your administration." But he gave the president advice about Watergate. He said, "This Watergate thing is becoming uncorked, and you need to find out who did what. You need to fire them, and you need to come to the American people and ask their forgiveness." And my father felt with all of his heart that if Nixon had come to the American people at that time in his popularity and asked for their forgiveness, they would have forgiven him.
The break-in itself was 40 years ago this summer, and that is, of course, just before the 72 election. And so,
right.
So when your father had gone to President Nixon, this had already happened and was spread throughout the news. Everybody knew about the break-in.
They knew about the break-in, but they didn't know until right before the election, the rumors started coming out in the Washington Post, that it was connected to the White House. At first, people did not know that it had any connection to the White House.
And
so it started coming out right before the election, and after he won, then they started connecting more dots and more dots and more dots. And so it started to cast a dark shadow on his second term.
Connecting of those dots, it can lead to all kinds of conclusions, can it?
Yes, it can.
And it did. Something that I always, you know, for these 40 years, I've always wondered. Nixon won in a landslide, and it appeared early that he was going to win. Why did anybody think that there needed to be some break-in at the Democratic headquarters, offices there at the Watergate, and try and find some information that would even help the Nixon campaign more? I've always wondered that.
I think it was just that fear of, we've got to make sure that we win. And, you know, surely it was the wrong thing to do. You don't have the right to tap or break into another person's. I mean, what Watergate reminds us of, Larry, is that no person in this country, whether president or one of his men, is above the law. We all have to abide by the same laws in this country. And just because you get into power doesn't mean you can do stupid things or think that you are above the law. But, you know, I think all presidents, I think anyone who gets in a powerful position, whether you're president of a company or whether you're a senator or a congressman, you tend to think, well, you know, I'm in power here. I think I can get away with a few things. And that's not a good idea.
Never has and never will be. And we're so slow to learn. We'll find out more about that part of Watergate. My guest is Jenny Dent Brandt. We're talking about the 40th anniversary of the Watergate scandal, the event which ended Richard Nixon's presidency, and it also sent Chuck Colson to prison. We'll get that part of the story in just a few moments, as we will have more of The Matter at Hand on WGRC.